Quranic verses in perspective. This week's edition of Quranic verses in perspective opens with an interpretation of verse 6 of Surah Al-Anfal. Disputing with you of the truth, after it had been made manifest, as if they were being driven to death visible. Ibn Kathir commented that the dispute described in this verse concerned the distribution of the spoils which were acquired during the battle. Other interpreters, however, considered that the dispute concerned the battle itself. Those who were arguing were not men of the caliber of Abu Bakr or Umar, who had said, "O Prophet of Allah, go to the order of Allah. We will be with you. We will not say to you, as the Israelites said to their prophet, 'Go and fight with your Lord.' We will be sitting here." Sa'd bin Mu'ath was reported as having said something similar. However, Sayyid Qutb commented that these were the sentiments of Umar, Abu Bakr, and Sa'd, but that it was not the way that everyone felt. Many of those who left Medina with the Prophet were not prepared to fight a battle. They had been prepared to meet resistance from the caravan guards, but when they realized that the Quraysh had come en masse, mounted and armed, they didn't want to fight. And this was what this Quranic verse described. The next is verse 7, and it describes the will of Allah with respect to this battle. And when Allah promised you one of the two bands of the enemy, that it should be yours, and you longed that other than the armed one might be yours, and Allah willed that he should cause the truth to triumph by his words, and cut the root of the disbelievers. The battle of Badr was willed by Allah to be a battle between truth and falsehood. This was ordained in order that truth might overwhelm falsehood. Allah wished the Muslim group to become a state with power and strength, but at this time some of the Muslim group did not want to get involved in the war which was leading them to power and control. They wanted the unarmed caravan of Abu Sufyan, but if they took this, the only benefit would be plunder, while the battle which took place at Badr was something else entirely. History has recorded the battle and placed it as the first milestone on the path of faith. Badr was the victory which separated truth from falsehood, and the victory of this small band of believers is rightly remembered by all Muslims as one of their greatest victories. In verse 8, Allah tells us the reasons for the battle, that he might cause the truth to triumph and bring vanity to naught, however much the guilty might oppose. We continue with verse 9. When you sought help of your Lord, and he answered you, saying, "I will help you with 1,000 of the angels, rank on rank." This verse of the Quran continues the description of the battle, explaining its scenes. The Quranic expressions are unique, and they seek to reconstruct the battle with all its incidents and emotions. In this way, the believer can relive the battle in the light of the Quran. Thus, the believer will feel its real dimensions, which go far beyond the Battle of Badr and the Arabian Peninsula, indeed exceed even the earth, for this battle is of importance throughout the universe. According to Imam Ahmad, the meaning of seeking the help of the Lord is explained by a hadith narrated by Umar bin al-Khattab. On the day of the Battle of Badr, the Prophet Muhammad looked at his followers, who numbered a little over 300. He looked then to the polytheists, who numbered more than 1,000. He then faced the Qibla, dressed in his clothes, and prayed, "O Allah, fulfill what you have promised me. O Allah, if this group of Muslims were to be destroyed, you will never be worshipped upon this earth." He continued to seek the help of Allah until Abu Bakr hugged him and said, "O Prophet of Allah, that is enough seeking the help of your Lord. He will indeed fulfill his promise to you." Then Allah revealed verse 9. "When you sought help of your Lord, and he answered you saying, 'I will help you with 1,000 of the angels, rank on rank.'" Sayyid Qutb wrote that there are so many narrations which detail the role of the angels in the Battle of Badr, their number, how they assisted at the battle, how they used to encourage the believers by speaking to them, and how they used to weaken the polytheists. It is enough, however, to refer to the text and not to pursue it further than the authentic text would indicate. The Quranic text is quite explicit, for it describes them as being 1,000 in number. Let us now read the next verses in sequence. Allah appointed it only as good tidings, and that your hearts thereby might be at rest. Victory comes only by the help of Allah. Lo, Allah is mighty, wise. When he made the slumber fall upon you as a reassurance from him, and sent down water from the sky upon you, that thereby he might purify you, and remove from you the fear of Satan, and make strong your hearts and firm your feet thereby. When your Lord inspired the angels, saying, "I am with you, so make those who believe stand firm. I will throw fear into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Then hit the necks, and hit of them each finger." That is because they opposed Allah and his messenger. Whoever opposes Allah and his messenger, for him, lo, Allah is severe in punishment. That is the award, so taste it, and know that for disbelievers is the torment of the fire. These verses, up to verse 14, all describe the Battle of Badr, which was directed by Allah and led by the armies of Allah. Verse 12 is also very explicit, for it describes how angels fought with the Prophet Muhammad and his companions. We know all that we need. Allah did not leave the disbelievers on that day. The religion of Islam was established by the power of Allah. Allah answered their call and told him that he had sent them 1,000 angels, rank on rank, and as the Quran stated in verse 10, victory comes only by the help of Allah. The reality of the faith is stated by the Quran, and this means that the heart of the believer will not be tied to the causes as the actual reasons for the results. For example, in verse 10 of this surah, Allah tells the believers, "Allah appointed it only as good tidings," referring to the presence of the angels. Thus, the presence of the angels was good news to the believers, thereby strengthening them for their role of conquering the enemies of Islam. For Allah could, if he wished, have caused them to win without the presence of the believers. Similarly, in verse 140 of Surat al-Imran, "These are only the variations which we cause to follow one another for mankind, to the end that Allah may know those who believe and may choose witnesses from among you, and Allah loves not the wrongdoers." According to Ibn Kathir, this verse is an injunction to the believers to fight the unbelievers. and it is similar to the verses of Surah Al-Anfal. The killing of the unbelievers by the believers is humiliating for them, but strengthens the believers immensely, as Allah stated in verse 14 of Surah 9. Fight them. Allah will chastise them at your hands, and He will lay them low and give you victory over them, and He will heal the breasts of folk who are believers. This is why the fact that the heroes of the Quraysh were killed at the hands of the believers was to the advantage of the Muslims. The killing of Abu Jahl was far more humiliating to his kinsmen than if he had died in his bed in Mecca, or had been killed by a direct action such as lightning. And that concludes today's edition of our program, prepared by Dr. Moal Yusuf Izzadeen.